Former FBI Director Robert Mueller released his report on the NFL's handling of the Ray Rice case on Thursday. The 96-page document supports the league's claim that no one with the NFL, including Commissioner Roger Goodell, had seen the video from inside the casino elevator where Rice assaulted his then-fiancée last year. The video was eventually made public by the website TMZ, but in a column for Slate, Jeremy Stahl argues that the investigation misses the bigger picture. Jeremy Stahl joins me now. Let's start with what Robert Mueller did uncover. Which findings stand out for you?
So the main thing that the executive summary of the Mueller report focused on was this question of whether or not the league had access to a second videotape from inside the elevator at the Revel Casino that really showed how horrific the attack of Jhené Palmer was. It also looked at the extent to which the league should have known to investigate this further than they did. It finds that they didn't have access to the tape, but they should have been able to get access to the tape had they wanted to.
You wrote that the report ignores, quote, the extent to which Goodell and the league willfully tried not to discover any additional information about the assault in the hopes of protecting a star player and favored franchise, end quote. Is that something we'll ever find out?
I don't think we're going to see another investigation. Don Van Natta has done some excellent reporting for ESPN Outside the Lines that looked into this question. And what he found was that the Ravens lobbied extensively the NFL for a two-game suspension, which was what was initially handed out to Ray Rice. The Mueller report confirms one of the main findings of that Outside the Lines reporting, which was that Ravens officials knew what the Inside the Elevator report showed. A security official for the team had communication with an Atlantic City police officer who told him what was on that video. The league didn't follow up with the Ravens to find out what they knew, and the Ravens didn't volunteer that information.
The video of Rice dragging Jhené Palmer, who was unconscious, out of the elevator was made public much earlier than the footage of the actual punch. Shouldn't the hallway video have triggered an earlier, more in-depth investigation by the NFL?
That's absolutely true, and that is one of the stronger findings of the Mueller report, that once they had seen this outside the elevator video, which showed an unconscious Jhené Palmer being dragged by Ray Rice, they should have known how serious this incident was and should have known to investigate further than they did.
Jeremy, it's worth noting that for all of the attention given to the Rice case and the child abuse case against Adrian Peterson, there is no evidence to suggest that the NFL's popularity has been affected. Does any of this have any real impact on Roger Goodell's future as commissioner of the NFL?
Roger Goodell's future as commissioner of the NFL seems entirely dependent on the NFL's ability to make money, and the league owner's support of him rests completely on that. And in that regard, he has not been damaged this year.
Jeremy Stahl is a senior editor for Slate, and you can link to his column titled They Should Have Known Better at onlyagame.org. Jeremy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.